Podmon Adventure 02, the podcast where he saved my life twice and I've never even seen his face.
Oh, man.
Today...
Is that Jesus?
I want to see how long it takes you to get the bit on those. I'm curious how long it takes you to catch on to what I'm doing on the intro bits.
I thought you just picked a fun one.
Well, last season I picked a fun one from the previous episode. Yeah. This one it's a whole new gimmick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see.
The secret is in the title of the show, but we'll get into that later on. But yeah, welcome Nolan to your living room and the second season of Podmon Adventure.
Oh, it's great to be back.
Well, first of all, how are you?
I'm
yeah, okay. Good. We're maintaining continuity. And so what is
a Digimon?
Yeah, no, what is like your knowledge and experience of this season? Did you watch this or did you fall off after
I completely fell off after the first season. I'm pretty sure my brothers found a way to put the word gay into the title of Digimon.
Digamon,
yeah. I'm sure that's what they said. Which, you know, as uproarious and clever of a satirical reimagining of Digimon as that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was capable of disincentivizing me from watching. I couldn't watch Power Rangers because they would call them Flower Rangers. I couldn't watch Pokemon because they were Pogamon. really fun.
Yeah. Well,
Yep.
What do you expect and what would you like to see in a direct sequel to last season?
Well, I mean, obviously we need like all of the sibling pairs to sort of, you know, develop in their roles. I would say that like the older siblings would become, you know, more adults, I guess, depending on how much time has passed. And the younger siblings, I guess, would fill in the roles of the previous older siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I don't know really what to expect. I assume it's going to be just like another encroaching from the digital world into the material plane that's going to cause a new set of Digidestin to be forced to do whatever that fever dream the first season was
right.
Again.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to give too much away, so I guess we can get to it. But first, I have an announcement to make. Due to my own negligence, we have been barred from sponsorships. Or no one wants to sponsor us after I went weeks without shilling.
Anything, yeah. After we took all that money from KFC.
Yeah, yeah. After we took all that money and we did not plug our sponsors, we are in a bit of legal trouble with them. We are not allowed to sponsor or to have sponsors right now. So, but luckily, our kind and devoted fan base has reached out to support us, and we appreciate that. And as such... This season, we are going to do something very special. We are going to read some letters from our fan base. And our first letter here comes from a Miss Cheryl Carter. And Cheryl says, "Dear Robert, I know that you weren't happy with the way that your grandfather and I reacted to hearing the news of you going to prison. But please, it's been 10 years. Grandma misses you. Grandma's sorry. Please, call or write. We're worried about you. We hope you're doing okay and that you found love. Yours in Christ, Grandma Cheryl." Well, that was a sweet letter from Grandma Cheryl, and we appreciate that. And with that, we're going to watch.
Absolutely. Yeah, but not every day we get a physical letter to our email address.
Yeah.
But... you know, we appreciate it, of course. It's nice to hold something in your hand.
It is.
I'm sure Grandpa's found in prison as well.
Well, with that, we're going to watch Podmon Adventure 02, Episode 1, Enter Flamedramon, and we'll be right back. Welcome back.
Here we are.
Here we are. They didn't play the theme song.
Yeah, we got a cold open on Hulu, at least.
Yeah, I can't remember if it's just this episode or this season, like, that didn't have... Like, I know this season has a theme song. I remember it. It is the same one, but remixed a little bit. I don't know if the first episode just didn't have one to avoid spoilers or something, or...
God, I'm glad they fucking made that decision, if that's the case.
But yeah, so we, anyway, there's a blue-haired kid is in the digital world, and he's terrorizing Digimon with black sonic rings.
Yeah. Does he have goggles?
No, he has, like, glasses. He has glasses. Yeah.
Glasses, yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's the evil version of goggles. Right. What we will see is what's the word? It's like a tulpa for the spirit of courage.
Gatomon is almost trampled by a Unimon who had just been hit by one of these dark rings, as we will learn that they are called.
Mm.
In the real world, TK is about to leave for school when he meets Yoli and Cody.
Never seen TK happier, absent his brother, who apparently has been, I don't know, sold to the fucking carnival. No, wait, he's living with his mom, his match with his dad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember when, I think maybe next episode, we'll see Matt and other people soon.
Yeah,
of course,
cool.
We got some Ty this episode. He meets Yoli and Cody. They get name cards, so obviously they're important.
Obviously.
Yeah. On the way to school, he sees a kid playing soccer. He thinks it's Ty, but then he realizes this kid kind of sucks. So
It can't be Ty. Also, his goggles are square.
Yeah.
Ugh.
He's a square. His goggles are square. it's Davis.
Davis. And I love the names this series. They're a lot more, like... split between just super Americanized and Japanese.
Davis is in Kari's class and hits on Kari. TK is new to class. He shows up. Davis is super jelly that he already knows Kari. And
yeah, considering TK's reputation precedes itself.
Right. Meanwhile, Ty gets a message from Agumon in the digital world. So Ty goes to the digital world.
Somehow.
Don't worry about it. It does not make sense. And, like, it could, but it, in, like, the context of this season...
I don't
it's
think
like
we need
it does
to.
Not.
Who cares? You know.
It doesn't make sense.
Entering and exiting the digital world seemed a lot more difficult the first season. And
yeah,
I'm glad they kind of broke that down.
Yeah. So the problem is that the new Digivices that Davis, Yoli, and Cody have can open the gate. Which apparently there are now just like computer monitors littered throughout the digital world that serve as gates that can be accessed from basically any computer.
Cool.
The problem is that Ty doesn't have one of those.
Oh.
And like it'll be firmly established going forward that like the older kids have to have one of the younger kids with the new Digivices with them to go to the digital world.
Have you ever noticed how whenever they release a new Digivice, it's like that day, the older Digivices start to break down and become obsolete? God. Fucking Digi Steve Jobs is really fucking us into the dirt.
So, yeah, don't worry about it. Ty sends an email to someone to come help him. Yoli's nosy ass intercepts the email. And after some already classic Davis incel insecurity,
incel-curity.
Yoli tells Kari about the email from Ty. In the digital world, Ty finds a digi egg. When he tries to move it, lights come out, they're digivices, and they go to Davis, Cody, and Yoli, as we were, you know, as you would expect to happen.
Yeah, apparently Ed Hardy laid this digi egg because it is covered in cool flames and sick decals. Yeah, so, I bet it goes super fast.
And on that, so TK, Kari, and Davis go to the digital world. Izzy, who is also there, is about to follow, but he stays behind to distract Cody and Yoli. And Davis gets a whole new fucking, whole new getup. He gets like a cool flame jacket, and
it's kind of awesome.
Yeah,
I do remember, like I said, I have scant memories of this, but like I do remember seeing that jacket and being like, I want that jacket.
Oh, for sure.
And I definitely had like a poofy zip-up sweater with flames on the arms.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was like Digimon branded, but yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking cool. So they run into Gatomon, who tells them this tale of the Digimon Emperor. The kid we met at the beginning, he's an asshole with a dark digivice who enslaves Digimon with his dark rings, and basically it's I think a better version of what we got with Devimon.
Yeah, with the gears.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we have like a person with a somewhat clear goal.
Right.
Using them to his obvious nefarious means, you know?
Yeah, like, so like we spent the first like, well, introduced episode like four. First like four or five Antagamon, they fought with the gears. We didn't know what was going on. We weren't introduced to Devimon. And then when you get to Devimon, then like you're kind of used to it. It's not really the gears thing isn't really a big deal. It just provides like a monster of the week, but it's like the Digimon Emperor seems to have a plan, and he uses his dark digivice to prevent the Digimon from digivolving. So in the real world, Yoli interrogates Izzy. He finds out that she has a digivice, blah, 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 blah. Really nothing going on there. Cody goes home to make brownies or something. Anyway, the Digimon Emperor unleashes Monochromon on our heroes because, you know, you gotta start out big with the most memorable Antagamon.
I already liked him more in this series, though.
Yeah, he's definitely, they definitely do more with him here, for sure. And meanwhile, TK and Kari try to move the Digi-Egg, but they can't. Davis moves the egg, and out comes the possibly, I wouldn't say soul, but the primary redeeming factor of this whole season. The best boy Vemon. Love me some Vemon.
Does it need redemption? Is it a bad season? Are we about to see? Because I was feeling auspicious about this.
So it's interesting. There are moments few and far between that I think it actually does better than the first season. And there's a lot that's worse than the first season. Most of it's pretty middling. Like, I don't think all in all, it reaches higher highs than the first season does. But there are a few episodes that I think could actually like get a higher score than most episodes from the first season. But there's a lot, and it's mostly longer structural things that I have critique over that I can't really get into.
Gotcha.
Now.
Okay.
The first arc is great, though. Like, this first arc is probably this season at its strongest and most coherent. But you'll see as time goes on. But regardless, Vemon is one of the best things about this season. And aside from Gomamon already, like, shows more personality of his own and not just as a mirror than most of the Digimon from the first season have. He's great. So Ty, like, is like contemplating like, yeah, I have the crest of courage, but I could move the digi egg of courage. What would have happened if Ty could? Because Vemon comes out and is like, you moved the crest of the digi egg of courage. That means I'm your Digimon.
Hey, Doc.
Yeah. So like, would Ty have gotten two? Is that like?
Maybe he would have just gotten a the armor evolution for.
He just would have just abandoned Vemon. Like, I'm not. It's cool, dude. I've already got one of you. I don't need two. No, I'm your Digimon.
Listen here, see. You and I are attached to the hip, bosom buddies. For here from now on.
But anyway, Monochromon attacks them. Nobody else can digivolve, so it's up to Davis and Vemon.
Davis. It's so. It's a little sobering whenever like you're like Monochromon's attacking. Yole, get out of the way. Vemon, use your attacks. Davis. Digivolve.
Well, it's funny because like. So we had some like anglicized names last season, but
Joe,
but they made a point of like these are their nicknames. Like we've seen the first episode, Yamato, Matt, Takaru, TK, all that stuff. This is just Davis.
This kid's name is Davis.
His name is a straight up Davis.
No
last name. Davis from Tokyo. So Davis has to use his courage to open the egg and also the secret password that he somehow knows.
Digi Armor Energized.
Right. Something in Japan, and that was the words that they could fit over the lip flaps.
It must have been in like the breast pocket of his new jacket. It was like, hey, say fucking Digi Armor Energize when shit goes bad.
Shit does go bad.
Yeah.
Flamedramon, Steve Bloom is gonna get a fat fucking check this season. It's a lot of Steve Bloom in this season. And we get a new insert song, which is already, for this context, better than Hey Digimon.
For sure.
It slaps. It is good, folks. We're about it.
Run around?
Yeah.
Just run around.
Yeah.
Cool.
You run around, I run around. We all do the run around.
It feels like our childhood's version of like a Scooby-Doo chase music. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, fucking hell yeah.
Yeah, it's good and hype and like
kind of fucks. There's like harmonies and like some cool guitar shit happening.
Yeah, it's a good fucking hype song. Like there's like take that away, not much is going on in this fight, but it's like fuck yeah, Flamedramon, get this motherfucker. And he does, he gets this motherfucker.
I mean he suplexes him, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, like, it is pretty cool.
And then he does
yeah.
this like dive. Fire dive bomb, whatever his move was.
I don't know if he calls it in this episode, but it's called Fire Rocket.
Okay. Well, I see you're sticking to the naming convention. First thought, fucking go for it, Davis.
Flamedramon breaks the ring, Monochromon is free, and Ty passes the torch and gives Davis his goggles because Davis broke his during the kerfluffle.
Broke his square ass goggles.
Right. And the kids return to the real world while the Digimon Emperor plans his next attack. And that is our first episode.
Also, Gatomon lost her ring.
Unimon
stomped it into the ground after chasing off Gatomon with its. A beam attack, which it shot out of its mouth. Or its horn attack, which it shot out of its mouth.
Yeah.
But yeah, fuck yeah. Made some new friends this episode. Mm-hmm. I liked the kineticism of like the, I thought the animation in general has like, they seem to have more budget now. At the very least. What were you going to say?
Let's see. We have things to do. We have responsibilities.
That's right.
So,
or else we won't get more letters.
So first, I have okay. So before we start a new Antagomon list, I have a modest proposal. So last season we ranked about 60 different Antagomon from top to bottom. That was hell on me. As of recording this, I still need to update the list on the website because every time someone goes to the top of the list, I have to redo the whole thing because I have to like renumber them.
It won't just sort them?
No.
Oh.
No, you have to like move things around. It is a pain in the ass. So, I propose a tier list or like a tier rank system.
Okay. Do you want to do like S, A, B,
yeah,
C?
I would say a 5 point. That way, like, some things are going to be like, I don't just be locked to either good, bad, or middle. Some things are going to be better than others, but not like top of the list. Some things are going to be worse than others, but not bottom of the list. I don't know. I mean, we can just go with like the standard S, A, B, C, D, F thing for now. I would like to fill in those blanks with something.
Yeah, let's find digi words to explicate all that.
But for now, this season's Monochromon, where would you rank him?
B.
Yeah.
I think that seems fair. Because, like, I think they made him bigger. He definitely seemed more, like, imposing. And he actually got to say things and, like, attack and stuff. Instead of just, like, running past or carrying... what the fuck is his name? Monkeymon? Edamon.
Right. Oh, yeah, they were in there, too. I just remember the Monochromon from, like, the second episode. Yeah. Like, that they fight for, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah, they're like, it's like a stampede of them, or one of them just, like, runs them off, and then they're pulling Edamon's trailer, and I think that's pretty much all we see of them.
Yeah, pretty much. And then, so this episode, so we need a new ranking system for the season.
Okay, so I don't know what the next evolution would be, but it would be, I guess, unarmored, and then if there's a like a rank above that, right?
There would be if there was.
And but there is not.
Might not be.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Okay, so since... I was thinking that we could do the three new kids... But honestly, well, you haven't got to meet really Yoli and Cody yet.
Yeah, they haven't. Yoli's only basically just harassed Izzy.
Right. And
Cody's just been like a cute little kid.
To be honest, I don't really like any of them, so I don't know.
You don't like Davis?
I have mixed I have mixed feelings about all three. There isn't really one of the three that stands out as my clear favorite, like I like all of them, I hate all of them.
Got it.
So it's hard for me to say like Cody's the middle, Davis is the worst, and Yoli is the best. Which felt painful to say that, but any combination of those words would feel painful to say. So I propose, since what?
Sorry, it's just talking about these children and in this context is funny.
So I propose a 4-tiered system this year.
Ooh.
Since we're dealing with eggs,
mm-hmm.
Good egg, bad egg, goose egg. And if it's a really, really good episode, Fabergé
egg.
Yeah.
Okay. What is goose egg better than?
Isn't a goose egg like a dud?
A goose egg is like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a zero.
Yeah, yeah. So goose egg is
the lowest?
Is the lowest.
Lowest.
Yeah.
Goose egg, bad egg,
good egg. Fabergé egg.
Yeah. Okay. I'd say this is a good egg. This is a good egg. When I said it, it didn't blow my shit away, but I was like, cool. You know? We saw a fucking Triceratops get suplexed. So I'm in favor of that. I think that's
by a fucking dinosaur.
Yeah,
a dinosaur. Oh, he's a dragon, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, by a fucking dragon man in a fucking flame wife beater
with a bunch of eggs.
Yeah. No, I think this season starts off on a good foot. Like, I like that we just got to we meet everybody, and obviously TK and Kari are going to be relevant in the main cast. We meet Yoli and Cody, but we don't spend like the whole episode getting to meet five different kids, or in last season's case, seven different kids.
Yeah, it was just kind of like, here's a school class, you know, like the first day, going back to school, we spend so much time, wasted time, just like a kid standing up and being like, my name's Davis. I like soccer and goggles. It was like, hi, Davis. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody really learns anything. It just sort of, yeah.
Yeah, so we learned that Davis plays soccer. He likes goggles. He knows Ty. He's on the same soccer team as Ty for some reason, despite being
sense.
3 years
yeah.
younger than him.
That would happen in like high school sports if they're that old. I don't know.
I think that Ty's group might be in high school at this point. I know that the other kids are in like junior high.
If they have like limited class sizes, sometimes they'll like have it be like middle school through high school, or you know, it'll just be like larger sizes of
right. Okay, that makes sense. Let's see. He has a thing for Kari.
Yeah.
And he cannot remember TK's name.
Yeah. Is that going to be a running thing?
Might be.
That's really fucking stupid. It's two letters.
And Davis is really fucking stupid.
Okay. Damn. I'm glad. Oh, fuck. I was really glad, like, last season when they, like, didn't go for that, of having just, like, and this one's the dumb shit, you know?
Davis is simple. I'll just put it that way.
I mean, Ty is simple in that he's, like, got one thing to do.
Right.
He's not like an oaf. We'll see what Davis has for us now that he's been gifted the goggles of providence, the goggles of destiny.
We shall find out next week, unless there's anything else that we needed to do. Were there any good quotes?
Oh,
we doing
yeah.
that again this season?
Yeah, we've got it. We've got a few of those. So the egg that provides the armor digivolution for a Vemon
mm-hmm.
is this little flame egg, like we talked about, with a jutting out metal little blade atop it.
Yeah.
And whenever Gatomon sees it, she says, "Must have been rough on the chicken that laid that thing." Or the Digimon that laid that thing, I think she says.
No, she says chicken.
Does she say chicken?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Gatomon, you know what a fucking Digi egg is. Yeah, it's all right. Anyway, whenever Davis receives his Digivice, he asks if he can get Donkey Madness on this thing,
uh-huh.
which I'm hoping is a video game and not like an illicit video.
Oh, my God.
Fuck. And also, Gatomon is talking about the evil collars, and she says they probably do everything but get rid of fleas, which isn't that funny, but the way she says it, she almost like just purrs it out under her breath, and it's pretty cute. Watch the episode. You'll see what I mean. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Also, special mention for just Digi-Armor Digitize or whatever it is. Digi-Armor Energize.
I'm gonna miss the Joe is a bitch counter, but
can we have Davis is a fucking idiot counter.
If that's what you want to do, sure.
All right. We'll say. Yeah, Davis is a fucking idiot. We're at one. I'm gonna say.
Yeah. I'm. Yeah.
From the donkey madness.
We will be back next week with episode 56, episode 2 of Digimon Adventure 02, the Digi Team Complete. We'll see you then. Goodbye.